This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. State lawmakers are considering whether to restrict campaign donations to local candidates. A bill would allow candidates for city offices to collect no more than $250 from a single donor or $2,500 from a committee. It would also ban political parties from donating to candidates in municipal races. Another bill would study how many homes in Colorado are owned by corporations and how often those houses sit vacant. State lawmakers want to better understand the role that corporations are playing in Colorado's housing market. Transgender activist and United Airlines flight attendant Kaylee Scott has died. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
This is a story that I know is so important for me to continue sharing. Not for me, but for those out there who are still fighting social norms.
Authorities found the United Airlines flight attendant dead in her Inglewood home Monday. And on Friday, the Arapahoe County Coroner's Office confirmed she died by suicide. Scott was best known for sharing her story in United's Trans Day Visibility commercial in 2020.
My life changed for the better when I came to United as a flight attendant. With the support from the company, our business resource group for LGBTQ plus employees, and all of my loving coworkers, I was able to break free from the chains that held me.
Scott became an activist in the trans community, but her final social media post suggested that she was experiencing personal troubles. United said they were incredibly saddened by the tragic loss. Scott was 25 years old.
I am trans, and I am proud.
I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Chilly temperatures today should be getting warmer for tomorrow. Denver and Colorado Springs have highs today in the 30s. It'll be up around 50 on Tuesday. This is CPR News and KRCC.